And my puppy has a motorcycle. A little girl named Daisy Ramona waits for her dad to come home so they can ride around their city, Corona, California, on the back of his motorcycle. They pass a tortilla shop, a raspado shop, her grandparents' house, and her dad's construction site. The book is illustrated by Zeke Pena and written by Isabel Quintero. It's a love letter to the city and her father.
When I was a kid, my dad would get home from work and he'd put me on the back of his motorcycle and he would drive me around the neighborhood I grew up in Corona. And, you know, it was the 80s, so there were no helmets. In the book, obviously, there's helmets. But it was a different time, and I really was holding on to that memory, and it was so special to me, that relationship between myself and my dad.
This summer, we've been asking authors and illustrators how they work together to bring stories to life. They often don't, but illustrator Zeke Pena says his collaboration with Quintero is represented on every page of the book.
She even was, like, cool enough to go drive in her car around the neighborhood that she grew up in so I could, you know, physically see the space and see the turns of the corners, see the trees, the way the homes are built, kind of those things. This shows through in the story, right? Like, there's really specific things that are from Isabel's memory, you know? And I sneak some things from my own memory in there a little bit as a kid. But there's this specificity, and that's what, for me, makes the story so strong, is that Isabel has this, like, this personal experience, and we're trying to tap into that and illustrate that and kind of create that spark for other readers, young and old.
When I was a kid in Corona, there was a tortilleria. In the book, it's Tortilleria Estrella, and in real life, it was Tortilleria Don León. And those things are pretty specific to where I was at, but I think other people can connect to living in a community where you walk to places like a tortilleria or to the Joy's Market. Zeke did such an amazing job with that market that so many people have told me, like, I know that market. That market's in my neighborhood, you know, with the piñatas outside and the little gumball machines and the carniceria inside the store. So it is very specific, but it's also, you know, a story that especially Latinx kids in other parts of the country can enjoy or can relate to.
For me, in the book, it's like that first page, Daisy Ramona's working on the motorcycle, and she's working with this toolbox, and that was like my dad, like that's kind of really what I got from my dad was, you know, learning how to work with my hands, learning how to work hard and stuff. But I think that with Isabel and I, it's nice because a lot of our backgrounds as people who identify as Latinx or you know, identify as Chicanx or Chicanos, there's this really like narrow definition of what that is. But the nice thing with my collaboration with Isabel is that we span like a spectrum of that, right? Like it's a spectrum. There's many different people who identify that way, who come from different backgrounds, and it doesn't necessarily live just one way. And I hope that, you know, the youth reading our book walk away with a validation of their own story and where their own family comes from and their heritage and their right to it, you know, their right to express that as they wish.
Going off the toolbox, you know, my dad also works with his hands, and so that scene, that spread where Daisy Ramona gets to the work site with her dad is probably one of my favorite scenes in the book, because Zeke was able to capture like so much emotion of what it's like for a kid like myself, like when I was a kid, going to work with my dad, and that happiness and that joy of getting to see where my dad worked, you know, hearing the sound of the music in Spanish in the background, and the men yelling at each other and cracking jokes. And so when I opened to that spread, I cried, because you don't see a lot of celebration of working class people in children's books, especially not, you know, working class brown men. And I know there'll be a lot of children who'll be able to say, oh, like, that's my dad.
We couldn't ignore that. While we're talking about Isabel Quintero's love letter to her city and her people, Zeke Pena is from El Paso, and earlier this month, his city suffered an enormous loss, a mass shooting that targeted the Latinx community and took the lives of 22 people.
It breaks my heart. It breaks my heart to see these people suffering, to see my people suffering, our community. You know, who am I? You know, who am I to be commenting on it? You know, I do have friends and family that were affected by it. And, you know, my love goes out to those people, and also my action goes out to those people, right? That's something that we're all going to have to live with the rest of our lives, and we're going to hopefully do something to change it.
That was illustrator Zeke Pena and author Isabel Quintero. Their latest book is My Poppy Has a Motorcycle.